Good evening and welcome to Vespers. My name is Scott Kirshner. I'm the village pastor here at Holden. Hope that you grabbed a red hymnal on your way in. We'll need that for our service tonight. Tonight's Vesper service is recognizing, first of all, the autumnal equinox, which is upon us, and a change of seasons, which is one of the principal ways we experience that in this part of the world, is the decreasing of the light, the length of days. And so this service will be partly a meditation upon that and the presence of the vastness of God's love through the many seasons of our lives. And a few of you were handed by my able assistants as you came in or when you sat down a little paper heart. If you received one of those, there are about 25 of you who got those. You're going to play an important role in the service. You can see the candles burning. There are about 50 candles burning on the altar there. And if you have one of those paper hearts, at some time in the service, whenever you are moved and whenever you feel like it, you are invited to come up and with this creatively adapted candle snuffer, you're invited to put one candle out. And then return to your seat. And that's all you have to do. It could be at the beginning, it could be halfway through the service, it could be toward the end. Whatever that is. But this will be sitting right up there. And you're welcome at any point to just quietly walk up, put one candle out, and go back to your seat. And so with that, after a few moments of silence, we will begin with hymn 735.
From Ecclesiastes. For everything there is a season, and a time for every matter under heaven, a time to be born, and a time to die, a time to plant, and a time to pluck up what is planted, a time to kill, and a time to heal, a time to break down, and a time to build up, a time to weep, and a time to laugh, a time to mourn, and a time to dance, a time to throw away stones, and a time to gather stones together, a time to embrace, and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to seek and a time to lose. A time to keep and a time to throw away. A time to tear and a time to sow. A time to keep silence and a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate. A time for war and a time for peace. Holy wisdom, holy word.
At 9:04 a.m. tomorrow morning will be the autumnal equinox. This marks the point where the sun is directly above the equator as the angle of the Earth's axis brings the southern hemisphere into more direct exposure to the sun. The autumnal equinox marks the beginning of the fall season in the northern hemisphere, where daylight hours will continue to shorten until the winter solstice in late December, near the end of the liturgical season of Advent.
Thank you. An Autumn Burning by Wendell Berry. In my line of paperwork, I have words to burn, leaves of fallen information, wasted words of my own. I know a light that hastens on the dark some work deserves, which God forgive as we must hope. I start the blaze and observe the fire's superlative hunger for literature. It touches pages like a connoisseur, turns them. None can endure. After the passing of that light, there is sunlight on the ash, in the distance singing of crickets and birds. I turn unburdened to life beyond words.
Go now in peace, rest in Christ, rise in the morning to serve. Thanks be to God.